Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones. And this morning, I want to just share with you three things that Malcolm X taught me. Okay, three things. Really quick before we even to today's content, before we dive into today's subject matter, before we dive into just what I have for you. I hope everybody's safe. I hope everybody's well wherever you're at in the world at this time. I know this is a different time than many of us are used to. But one thing we have to realize, just as leaders, as successors, and as those people who are ultimately leading the charge, that we always are in a position to lead. We have to know and understand that we don't need a title to lead. All right. So where we are this morning, where we are, we're here on the Speak Your Success Podcast. And the focus of the Speak Your Success Podcast is to provide tangible self-help strategies to help young professionals navigate through this thing called just life. And really quick, I don't want to hold you too long. I'm going to go ahead and just give the content out. Dad, how are we doing? Live from Birmingham, Alabama. Good morning. I love you much, sir. And thank you for leading the way that you lead fearlessly. And thank you for leading the way that you lead in a fierce manner. So I was listening to the audiobook of the autobiography of Malcolm X this past weekend. And oh my goodness, I don't remember who challenged me to listen to it. But after listening to the book, I was really just inspired. Just by hearing his life, I was inspired hearing the fact that Malcolm X wrote the dictionary. Like, he went through the dictionary and he wrote it. Who does that? Okay. So understanding that this man wrote the dictionary, and just understanding that's why I was able to connect. That's why he spoke with such power. And that's why he spoke in such a manner that was so eloquent, because of the time that he took and invest that. So that was just an extra point. Don't worry about that. But the first thing I want you to know that Malcolm X taught me, okay, the first point right here, and that the subject line, right, is going to be know your history. Okay. So the first thing that he taught me as I was listening to this book, the first thing was, if you want something, you have to make some noise. Somebody write noise in the comment box for me. Just write noise. Somebody write noise. Just N-O-I-S-E. Write noise for me in the comment box. He said, if you want something, you have to make some noise. Okay. A lot of us, I'll make it about me. Okay. I'll just make it about me. I won't talk about anybody else. I'll make it about me. I've realized that in my life that there have been some times that I wanted some things, but then I didn't go after them. There have been some times where really young, right? I was really young. I remember I used to write notes in class, and then I would write notes, and then I would never pass it to the young lady in my class. There were times in my life where I wanted things when I was going out shopping with my mom and with my dad, and then I would drop stuff in the cart. And then once we got to the checkout, they would say, son, where'd this come from? And I would say, I don't know where it came from. I don't think I put that in there. And then my mom would say, son, go ahead and put that back. In order for you to get what you desire, you have to make some noise. Just write down noise. Okay. Just write down noise. Write down noise. The second thing Malcolm X taught me. The second thing Malcolm X taught me was, anytime you find somebody more successful than you, especially in business, here it is, they're doing something that you're not. It sounds so simple, but sometimes we need things broken down in the plainest, simple terms before. We see a lot of people doing a lot of things. We see people operating certain ways. We might see people putting out books. We might see people putting out podcasts. We see what people want us to see. But at the same time, we don't know what they're doing on the back end. We don't know the level of work the level of sacrifice and the blood, sweat, and tears they're committing to their process. Okay? So understand this. If you see somebody who's more successful than you, they're doing something that you're not. And you're doing something, apparently, that they're not either. Okay, so that means that's the habit that we have to kick sometimes. That's the relationship sometimes we have to let go. There's a point in the time in our lives to where we sometimes have to let certain things die. Okay, I'm not going to stay there too long. We're going to move. And I just want to share this last one with you now. And this was a quote that I heard from the autobiography, once again, of Malcolm X. And the quote was this: Accept that is within you and also around you. One more time. I'm gonna run that under the bridge one more time, like my dad says. Accept that is within you and accept that is within you and what is around you. Accept that which is within you and what is around you. Friends, sometimes I'll make it about me. One more time, I'll make it about me. Sometimes Jonathan, okay, has tried to do things that Jonathan was not the best at. Sometimes there have been some things that Jonathan was really great at, but Jonathan did not want to do. I don't know who this message is for out there. I don't know who it is for. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure who it's for out there. But there's some of us that have been running from doing the things that we know we're meant to do. There's somebody that has been running from their calling. There has been somebody that has been gifted, and everybody around them, mom, dad, brother, sister, cousin, uncle, whoever, somebody has said, "You're a gifted artist." And then the person says, "Well, I don't want to do art." Somebody's been told before, "You have a calling on your life to do ministry as a pastor." And somebody says, "No, I don't want to be a pastor." Somebody else has been told, "You're really gifted with administration and with business savvy." Right? You can help somebody in a major way because the way that you have an eye and an ear for administration, you're gifted in that area. And somebody says, "No, I don't want that. That's not glamorous. That's not shiny. That's not ultimately what I want to do." Friends, I want to let you know today, being successful, okay, I'm going to come in close. Being successful is not glamorous. If you ultimately just take the word success and you put an equal sign, and then from success, right, you go success equals solution. Hello. Hello, lights and wall. Is there anybody out there that can hear me? Ultimately, success is just creating a solution. And if you look at what I just gave you, that's a math problem. Math is not sexy. Making money all the time is not sexy. But the fact of the matter is this: the adders into a bank account is a formula, it's a solution, but it's not always sexy. So once again, friends, this morning, success is creating a solution for others. That's it right there, Dad. That's it. Success is creating a solution for others. Success is serving others. Okay, there's no other way to put it. So really quick, for those who are coming in, everybody, if you haven't had the opportunity, to share. I would encourage you just to share this with somebody, because I want somebody to be helped today. I want somebody to be encouraged today, like I was encouraged this weekend after listening to the autobiography of Malcolm X. And I'm gonna run those points under the bridge just one more time, just to make sure that we all got it, just to make sure that if anybody missed it, then you can catch it right here on the back end, whatever that means. But the three things Malcolm X taught me, if you want something, you have to make some noise, right? That was the first one. If you want something, you have to make some noise. The second point is that anytime that you see someone who is more successful than you, especially in business, they're doing something that you're not. And then the last point was, accept that which is within you, as well as what's around you. You have a gift within you. So now it's your time to utilize that gift. Accept where we are right now in our country. Accept where we are with your relationships that are surrounding you. Accept the church that you're going to. Accept the place that you're currently working at, or the space you're working in. Because when you begin to exist, and when you begin to be honest within yourself, and you begin to be honest in your surrounding, that's when we can begin to make changes. But if we never accept what lies within, we can't accept what's around us. So my friends, this is TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones, reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?